opening the vaults of the Christian Music Archive. I'm Paul Gibson. Today we're rocking to Grandma Train. And I won't pretend to ignore him. Emotions start to play, the truth won't fade away. No, no, I believe. Grandma Train started in the mid-90s with Pete Stewart along with brothers Paul and Dalton Rohrabach. After hearing their demo, Eddie DeGarmo quickly signed them to Forefront Records. Their label debut, Lonely House, found radio success with its Seattle grunge sound. Then, 2 years later, they released their more polished sophomore album, Flying. Despite their popularity, the band parted ways after recording their final concert for a live album. Pete Stewart moved on to a solo project and co-wrote, produced, and performed with KJ52, Tate, and Toby Mac. He later announced that he no longer considered himself a Christian, but did reunite Grandma Train for a new record in 2010 as a clean but mainstream band. This is Grandma Train. For more information on Grandma Train, visit our website, ChristianMusicArchive.com.